what happens when the church becomes less prominent or less central is that darkness encroaches. We are the light bearers. So if we get pushed to the outside, the light fades, and that's what's happening. And I think it's just a general marginalization of the church and the following light. I mean, people who are lost are described as blind, and that's why. So, yeah, they hold things that are contradictory, right? They'll say one thing, and then a minute later when you're talking to them, they'll say something else that flatly contradicts the first thing, and they don't see that. And that's the spiritual blindness that Jesus and the apostles talk about. They don't see how they are contradicting themselves. They don't see how they're in error.
Is God the source of all morality? I mean, is murder wrong because it's against the law, or is it against the law because it's wrong?
That's something known as the Euthyphro dilemma.
Don't insult my intelligence.
Yeah, no, I know you know that, but it's possible that somebody listening didn't know that.
The professor in the room.
So this goes back, it's called the Euthyphro dilemma. It goes back to a conversation, a dialogue of Plato known as the Euthyphro dialogue.
Okay.
And that question's been asked by the church for a long time. The most Christian theologians and philosophers have said that goodness is what it is because it's rooted in God's nature. And so when something is right or something is wrong, it's because of the relation that it has to who God is, and not that God perceives its goodness as something outside or independent of himself and then says, oh, that looks good, I should tell people to do that. So we don't ever want to decouple goodness from who God is. That doesn't solve all the problems, but it does set up a pretty stark contrast with the way Christians talk about morality and think about right and wrong versus the world. If you don't believe in God and you just think of humans as evolved, highly evolved animals, right and wrong and real morality can't have anywhere to come from. They can't be anything other than convention or feeling. And so I think this is one of the places where we can really, evangelically and apologetically, we can talk to people about how a Christian view of morality satisfies in ways that a naturalist view never can, because we have an objective foundation. Morality is real, and it's real because of its relation to God's character. If you take God out of the picture, you're left with matter in motion. You're left with evolved animals acting on feeling and instinct. And the objectivity, the real badness of certain actions, disappears. It's just the most we can say about them is that we don't like them, but we can't really condemn them beyond that.